And they shall teach my people the difference between the holy and the common, and cause them to discern between the unclean and the clean. Ezekiel 44:23. What difference does it make? How many times have you heard this question in your life? And what does it mean to make a difference? The scripture we read in Ezekiel pertained to the responsibility of the priest to teach the people. Teach them the difference between the holy and the common, or King James Version profane, and cause them to discern between the unclean and the clean. The Apostle Peter said, "Wherefore, girding up the loins of your mind, be sober and set your hope perfectly on the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As children of obedience, not fashioning yourselves according to your former lust in the time of your ignorance, but like as he who called you is holy, be ye yourselves also holy in all manner of living. Because it is written, ye shall be holy, for I am holy. And if ye call on him as Father, who without respect of persons judgeth according to each man's work, pass the time of your sojourning in fear." 1 Peter 1:13-17. The child of God is called upon to make a difference in life. The priests were to teach the people that there was a difference in belief and practice. Making a difference involves the creating of positive, measurable improvements. As children of God are instructed to be holy in all manner of living, indicates a change in life. The Apostle Peter contrasted holy living with former lust. What were their former lusts? In chapter 4 of the same epistle, the Apostle Peter said, "Forasmuch then as Christ suffered in the flesh, arm ye yourselves also with the same mind. For he that hath suffered in the flesh hath ceased from sin, that ye no longer should live the rest of your time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God. For the time past may suffice to have wrought the desire of the Gentiles, and to have walked in lasciviousness, lusts, wine-bibbings, revelings, carousings, and abominable idolatries, wherein they think it strange that ye run not with them in the same excess of riot, speaking evil of you." Which was also contrasted with, "Be ye therefore of sound mind, and be sober unto prayer. Above all things, being fervent in your love among yourselves, for love covereth a multitude of sins, using hospitality one to another without murmuring." 1 Peter 4:1-4 and verses 7-8. To which the Apostle John also affirmed, saying, "For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the vainglory of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world." 1 John 1:16. In short, if it is not of the Father, it is not holy, and if it is not holy, it is common or profane. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, saying, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Matthew 4:4. Have you learned the difference between that which is holy and that which is profane?